Oh, excuse me. Apologies, I didn't see you there. Let me help you. You've dropped your mail. Oh, hello. It's you. You're a sight for sore eyes. Yes. It's so good to see you too. How long has it been? Really? That many years? It feels like yesterday since we... Well, you know. You've barely changed though. Me? No, I'm afraid very little has changed since we last, interacted. Still lecturing and running my experiments, teaching the boys all that I have to offer. You'll be amused to know that no other girl has ever attempted what you did all those years ago. I don't know if that's a sign of immense foolishness or immense bravery. I'm glad I could make you laugh. You turned out all right, it seems, despite your little stunt. Attached? No, I'm quite unattached at the moment, just as I was back then. I seem to be a perpetual bachelor. It doesn't bother me, really. Well, normally it doesn't. What about you? Do you have a sweetheart in your life? Married, I see. You were married, but he has since passed on. I'm sorry. It pains me to see you widowed at your age. You were fond of him, I take it? He was a friend, but not a lover. Well, I suppose you could have found a worse match. I'm glad you found someone to confide in and share your life with, even if you shared no romantic love together. It is at least part of what I wished for you. I hope you know that I never wanted to let you go. I truly believe that it was in your best interest finding a life without me in it. Me? At the time, I didn't concern myself with my own feelings on the matter. As long as you had safety and comfort, then I was satisfied. Even if it came at the expense of your happiness. Despite that, losing you was difficult. I tried to maintain some dignity when we parted, but in truth, I was heartbroken. I thought that if you saw me that way, then you would have tried to stay with me, and I couldn't allow that. You had a life to lead without me weighing you down. So I tried to be strong, stoic, for you. But watching you walk away, knowing that you would never return, I've hardly slept since then, and even when I do, my dreams offer me no reprieve. You are always there in the back of my mind. Even in my dreams, I cannot escape thoughts of you. Taunting me with something, with a promise of a different ending for us. Tormenting me with thoughts of a part of my life that I try to put to bed. Evidently, my subconscious would disagree with that notion. I apologize. These are things I wanted to say to you for a while, and seeing you now as... open the floodgates, so to speak. I didn't mean to burden you with all this. You probably haven't thought of me once since then. You have? Really? After all this time, you still think about it? About us? Sweetheart, the memories accompany your nights as well? At least I'm not the only one then. You will have to tell me more about that some other time. I've missed your lips. Feeling them pressing against mine, and the shape of your body running my hands over it. I've imagined this moment so many times, finding you again, reclaiming all that I'd given up. Hoping against hope that you didn't resent me for making the decision for you. It was not only longing for you that had consumed my dreams. I felt guilty for sending you away to a life I know you didn't want, even if it was the life you had to lead. The thought that I could be the cause of your misery, even indirectly, was too much for my conscience. But against all odds, you found some happiness, and you don't despise me. You can't imagine how many times I've fantasized about you appearing in my office again in that silly uniform you used to wear, sneaking around after the campus is emptied, and finding a secluded place to ourselves, reminding you of what you have been missing for all these years. Can someone see us? No. Can I kiss you? You know, I love you still. I never stopped. You love me too? Come here, let me hold you. I want to feel you in my arms again. Too many nights I longed to feel your warmth, my arms around your waist, your head nuzzled into my chest, curled up against me. Oh, yes, we are blocking foot traffic here, aren't we? Perhaps we should take this reunion to a more private location. You only live a few blocks away. Well, I had a different idea, actually. Why don't we take a walk to the university? Stop by the greenhouse, maybe? The camellias are out now. And I suppose that you have been a bit, shall we say, lacking in affection for these past few years. Would you let me make up for that? A trip to the greenhouse for old time's sake? Give that to me, please. Very well.